Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to details of our show, The Wake Up Call. I am Richard Martin, and it's Friday, April the 7th, 2017, and this is coming to you from Malaysia. Well, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping for toilet paper, bleach, cleaning products, and disinfectant wipes. The media portrays impulse or emotional shoppers one way, bored men and women who run up credit card bills in designer stores and buy shoes online. But a major new study published in the April 2017 issue of the Journal of Consumer Research suggests that people get a kick out of spending money on the hoof, but they typically end up buying necessities instead of luxury products. Quoting the authors, consumers who experience a loss of control are more likely to buy products that are more functional in nature, such as screwdrivers and dish detergent, because these are typically associated with problem solving, which may enhance people's sense of control. Unquote. In one study, participants were asked to recall a situation in which they felt a high sense of control after shopping. In that scenario, they ended up buying more practical products at the supermarket, such as cooking ingredients and household cleaners. In a follow-up study involving sneakers, consumers were far more likely to favour function over form when they felt a loss of control. The study, aptly entitled Control Deprivation Motivates Acquisition of Utilitarian Products, found that shopping on even the most boring household items is enough to satisfy the cravings of compulsive shoppers. The authors suggest that impulse shopping doesn't need to have an adverse impact on a person's finances, not if they're buying Clorox wipes. Quote, given the pervasiveness and ease of using product acquisition as a means to cope with psychological threat, this research has important implications for theory and practice. End of quote. Previous studies have identified impulsivity among people who want to escape unhappiness, low self-esteem, and anxiety. Right, well, today's show is very varied. We've got something on the general economic situation worldwide, and then the hopelessness of Europe, which is now having to deal with Brexit as well as its own internal problems. The problem of people who get married and then have trouble later on, and the way it's affected by their finances. The British households have run down their savings to a record low. Healthcare, we're going to talk more about this problem of healthcare and how we really need to be concentrating on what really matters in healthcare. Then we talk about jobs and robotics, WikiLeaks, the way in which the Pentagon is seizing control over war-fighting decisions, ignoring Trump, and this is not a happy state of affairs. And then what really motivates people, as we've seen, about impulse buying. So, good luck, everybody. Let's have your donations, please. Go to the Richard Martin's Wake Up Call .podbean.com website and find the donate button on the left under links. Please donate $70 a quarter automatically deducted from your cards And if that is too much, please feel free to reduce it, but a minimum of $30, for which you will receive 2 one-hour shows each week, Mondays and Fridays, hopefully early in the morning. And I guess that's it. And the weekend is coming, so I wish you a wonderful one. And I'll be back, same time, same place, on Monday. Until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.